You are now listening to the greatest podcast on planet Earth, Sports Cypher Podcast, where we diagnose, debate, and dissect sports. Cypher up.
Jersey stand up and I'm in the building.
What's good, y'all? This is Ricardo, a.k.a. Maximum, a.k.a. Cardo, a.k.a. the guy with all the a.k.a.s. You are now tuned in to the Sports Cypher. Let's go.
They saved the best for last. This is Blaine, the ace of spades. And we're here to give the people what they want. More of me.
Welcome to another episode of the Sports Cypher Podcast. We are here. It is Jersey. It's Ricardo. Oh, not Jersey. Jersey's not even here. Jersey's on assignment. It is Blaze. It is Ricardo. It is Buddy, man.
He's definitely here in spirit.
Right. And shout out to Dodge Radio. Check us out Saturday, 6 o'clock Eastern, 11 o'clock.
GMT.
GMT time. I always forget that. GMT. Mm-hmm. What that stand for?
Greenwich Mean Time.
Yeah. I would never remember that. But check us out on Dodge Radio. Of course, we're on any platform that has podcasts.
Yep. Spotify, Apple Music.
Spotify.
Mm-hmm. Tune in. Thing.
You can Google it. You know. So we here, yo. What's going on, man? Y'all ready?
Let's go.
All right, man. So you know we got to start with some rest in peace, man. So we got our first rest in peace, Ken Holtzman. He was a pitcher for the Yankees in Oakland. I believe he won 4 World Series as well.
I'm surprised I've never heard of him, because you know I usually will have read up about you know them pitchers, them players from the 70s and stuff. I wonder, you know, if he was a starter or a relief pitcher, you know. But either which way, it doesn't matter. But, you know, definitely rest in peace and condolences to his family.
Yeah, he was 77 years old.
Yeah.
Also, Whitey Herzog, he was a
manager for the Cardinals. Yep.
Rest in peace to him. And this next guy is rest in peace, but he have a crazy story. Fritz Peterson, that Fritz was his nickname. He was a pitcher for the Yankees and a couple of teams, Cleveland, some other
teams.
That's
my uncle name, too. Uncle Fritz.
Yeah, but what's so crazy about this guy's story, 1971 or 72, he did a trade with another player for Wives.
Yes.
40 years later.
They played for the Yankees,
Right, he said he had no regrets for trading for his wife.
Yep. It was wife swap before wife swap.
Right.
That is a crazy story, though. Yes, I do know about that. Yep,
man, that was pretty crazy. To
yep,
me,
they just
bro.
Walked in the spring training like, "Yo, I got this. You want that?"
Yep, and this is a tragic young life right here. AJ Simon, a D tackle from Liberty University, who was planning on getting drafted this weekend. Well, next weekend, sorry, y'all, for the draft. He died at 25 years old.
25. That's, yeah.
I don't know what the cause was, but.
That's sad.
Yeah, man.
And I'm at the age when I'm like, man, 25, that's a baby. You know, like.
Right. Right, bro. That's what, for 15 years
that's,
I was
that's
junior,
a young,
man.
That's young. 20. Oh, goodness. You know.
Man.
I got shirts older than him.
Right.
Not really, but. Maybe
I do, and that's really everybody. I have some the shorts I have on right now was born in 2003.
Wow,
no lie.
That boy cheeks hanging out. That they ain't no more fabric on them. That boy wearing chaps.
Nah, this some Carolina blue shorts, man. Carolina blue kicks. Carolina blue fitted. Carolina, you know. You know, shout out to Jay-Z, Lil Wayne.
The Carters.
You know, Jay-Z did that Best of Me Part 2. And
Wayne freestyled over the beat.
Freestyled over the beat. It was like, you know, one of my favorite Lil Wayne freestyles. Mixtapes. Next. We have the retirement of Blake Griffin, man.
Man.
Injuries. All-star. He was an all-pro. His first 2 years was bonkers, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, like, incredible.
It was like incredible. 23-12 or something like that. Yep. 23-11.
He still might make the Hall of Fame the way they be picking people. But I don't think he'd be in my Hall of Fame.
Injuries really took him down.
Absolutely. The last 6 years of his career were very mediocre.
It was cool, but reading up on him, he changed his whole game. Like, he always was a great passer.
Mm-hmm.
But he has to change his game and actually develop a three-point game. And that was really essential that he started.
Extended his career, yeah.
Yeah, to extend his career, yep. He actually became an outside shooter, a three-pointer. After he was a high flyer, a jumper, a leaper, known for the slam dunk competition, jumping over the hood.
Jumping the car.
The roof. Should have been the roof, though. It would have been crazy.
Or jumping over the Kia.
Right. Right. But, yeah, great career coming to an end.
Absolutely. Man. Yeah, 14 years, I think he played.
Hmm?
He played for, what, 14 years?
I don't know the years exactly. I didn't put that down.
Yeah, I think he got drafted in 2010. So
okay.
And 14 seasons.
Okay. So also a retirement of John Sterling, the longtime Yankees
announcer.
Announcer.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to miss him. Mm-hmm. I grew up listening to him. So, you know, he's kind of the voice of baseball for me.
Right.
And he was kind of one of those people, you either love them or you hate them. Because, you know, he was very wacky with his calls. He had like all these little sayings when people hit home runs.
Right. Yeah, right. So. People have been doing a tribute to him this last week and actually taking some of his euphemisms and actually saying them.
And I think he's almost 90 years old. So, you know.
Oh, wow.
He's well into his 80s. Yeah.
Hmm. For 36 years, he's been calling games. So.
Yep, for the Yankees. And before that, he called games for the the New Jersey Nets, and he called games for the Atlanta Braves in the 80s, and he also worked for the New York Islanders in the 70s. He's been around a long time in radio, calling sporting events. So, yeah.
Okay. I wanted to put this in the for the Premier League, Blaze, wasn't Man City the champion last year? Because I believe they just lost to somebody recently the other day, and I was kind of shocked. I was like, oh, man, the champion's out in the Premier League, man. I was kind of shocked about that, so I just wanted to bring a little awareness to the soccer lovers out there and the Premier League lovers. We're going to have a new champion this year, so shock, shock. Hopefully Liverpool take it away, you know?
Yeah. You know, Liverpool. P-Dex will love that.
No.
He say no.
He's like, not a chance.
P-Dex will like that, not me.
All right, y'all. So, number one in the WNBA draft was Caitlin Clark, man. Wins number one, man. Mm-hmm. Angel Reese went number seven. Caitlin to Indiana Fever, Angel to Chicago. Which
you know, it's crazy how much money. Did she only make 72,000,
something like that? $2,000
a year. Like, right. That's crazy.
Yeah, Russell Wilson was actually speaking on that because her contract being the number one pick is a full year, about just a little bit
$300,000,
y'all. Not million thousand. But she just signed an eight-figure endorsement deal
with Nike. Get that money, a signature shoe and everything.
She will be a multi-millionaire. Mm-hmm.
Unless it's eight figures, that's at least 10 million, y'all.
Yeah, it's eight figures, yo.
The thing about that is, that's amazing, but it's kind of crazy that they're only making like $72,000. Right. She should have took the $5 million from Ice Cube. Ice Cube offered her $5 million for the big three.
But she's a competitor. She wants to play and win chips. And
I would play for both.
I wonder if they would let her do that in the WNBA. Right. I don't know if she could be in two teams at the same time.
All right, $5 million is a lot of money compared to $72,000.
Yeah,
that endorsement.
Well, I guess they might let her do it because, I mean, remember, the one that got stuck in Russia, remember?
Yeah, but she wasn't the only Brittany Griner. Yeah, it's several women that go play out the country because they make more money.
Yeah, because she was getting $1 million.
For what, 40 games?
No wonder people go out. Now you know why they leave.
And that's the number one draft pick. What is the 20th down, pick
it
getting?
Down, right? It's down that way.
Yeah.
It goes downhill from there.
Imagine they're giving you $40,000.
What I'm making? That's like, right. I'm like, man, I'm getting paid what a WNBA player in the mid to late rounds get.
That's what we're
getting. Yeah.
Right.
And I know they make more money than that now. Like to play these players, at least the number one draft pick should at least be getting six figures.
Right.
Well, the thing about it is because on Sway in the Morning, they were talking about it, and they did some research, and they were saying that the problem is not the viewership. It's the viewership is up. Mm-hmm. It's the attendance.
Right.
They're not getting the attendance
at the game. Okay.
Yeah, they're not getting the attendance at the game.
Oh, wow.
Well, that will definitely change when Caitlin Clark comes to town. I promise you.
And also Angel Reese as well. So hopefully they... get the grind. Angel was on Twitter saying she had a new nickname for Chicago 9. She asked the fans to help her come up with a new nickname for herself out there in Shy. So,
what was her nickname at LSU? I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
Didn't know what her nickname was.
Oh, okay.
So I was wondering that myself. But go ahead, Blaze.
And the thing is, right now is that they're so popular, they're crossing over. Like Vogue has got them in on the magazine.
Mm-hmm.
Before they weren't, they didn't cross over.
Yep.
So now they're all these magazines,
commercials now.
Gucci is dressing them, all kinds of stuff.
But look at the bright side, though. Even though they're not making a lot from the league, they still feel like they're making a lot as far as
endorsements.
The numbers got to catch up soon, though. Eventually,
everything going to regress to the means. It regress to the means doesn't always mean negative. It just means they're going to find a happy average. So right now, it's really low, but one side getting the other side,
what's that saying? Soon. Rising tides lifts all boats, you know? Right. So. Mm-hmm.
Right. So we will get there, hopefully, for the young women that's coming into the league and trying to make a good living for putting in extremely hard work.
WNBA been around, about 25 years now?
Beginning of 2000s or something, in the 99 when it came out, beginning of 2000s.
Yeah, so about 25 years. So, and I didn't know if it was going to last. So I'm happy to see. It was looking a little shaky the first.
Right. It was looking kind of shaky. Next, we got to congratulate to Scottie Scheffler winning the Masters. That's the second time winning the Masters out there for the go on that golf course. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Out in Georgia.
Yep. And we about to get the players getting paid. The Eagles extended Devontae Smith, their receiver, to a 3-year, $75 million contract with $51 million guaranteed. How y'all feel about that?
You know, I love it when they get paid. I love when they get paid.
Go ahead. You probably going to say the same thing.
Now we got to pay JJ and your boy, CD.
But that's a good move, man. Smith and Brown make a hell of a 1-2 punch.
Right. And Barkley catching out the backfield now.
Man.
That's kind of beastly.
That's kind of it hurts.
The only problem I wish that Jason Kelce wouldn't have retired.
Also, the old line could be more stable.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they could do their push.
They have a good old line though, because they were talking about the tush push. They really think like the tush push. When one guy would list who give 80% of that to Hurst, and the other 20% was Kelce. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Yeah, and Barkley's a strong running back, so he can get you a yard if you really need it, too. I mean,
yeah, you know, he's not over that inside run, even though he's big.
Yeah,
he's really a slasher because he's so fast and elusive. Yeah, like even though he's 230 pounds, you was like, oh man, he's bowling right through. But that's not the strength of his game, though. the strength of his game is like slashing and taking it 67, and you know, mm-hmm. to be so big to take it that long, you know. But yeah, he do have power with it though, but not like one you would think from a typical 230 pounder.
Right. Yeah.
But also, he's way faster than your typical 230 pounder.
Right. Yep.
and with the softest, some of the softest hands out the backfield as well.
Mm-hmm.
So. Right. Man, I wonder if the Eagles going really. That's why I said the Giants kind of got away from their outside of Eli rookie year, brother. I really think they could have got more out of him. And you know, I'm an analytics guy, and there's always say about the carries more than touches, because they're like, oh, don't receiving add to touches and wear and tear on the running back's body. It was like, no, actually, running backs take less wear and tear when they're catching the ball.
Correct. Less contact.
Less contact.
If we're running the ball, 2-3 people might hit you. Generally,
D lineman at 295 pounds, 300 yep. pounds can take you down. When you're out there, yeah. the running back, you can.
Yeah, a linebacker or a defensive back right. is
tackling. Are you going out of bounds?
Yep. Like, Way different. Yep.
Right. Next, we have
DeVar. This is rookie year.
91.
91 catches.
Right. I remember that. That was a lovely year for me in fantasy. We have DeVaris Buckner for the Colts, D-tackle. He got a two-year, $46 million extension. He is the fourth highest-paid D-tackle in the league.
Was he originally with another team?
The 49ers.
The 49ers. Okay. I thought so. I just wanted to make sure I'm thinking of the same person.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep. Still playing at an extremely high level. Coach locked him down to keep the team trying to be competitive in that very competitive AFC South now.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. So the next thing we got right here, we got the Olympic team for the Olympics this year. So
in Paris.
Right. So let me come out. Let me get y'all this roster to see how y'all feel about that. And I feel like it's missing somebody, but we'll talk about it. We have LeBron James. We have Stephen Curry, Kevin mm-hmm. Durant. You know, of course, you know, no questions with them three. Joel Embiid, Jason Tatum, Devin Booker. How you feel so far, Carlo?
That's fine. I think it's a winner.
Drew Holiday, your boy.
Mm-hmm. Need somebody to play defense.
Anthony Davis.
Yep.
Anthony Edwards.
Yep.
Bam Adebayo. Tyrese Halliburton. Mm-hmm. And the last person was Kawhi Leonard. Let me get your thoughts on it.
You think Jalen Brunson's missing?
I believe Jalen Brunson is missing. Mm. Now, out those names, we have to remove somebody. Who would you remove for Jalen Brunson?
I don't know.
Honestly, I think I can't really argue with the team. I don't feel necessarily that Jalen Brunson needs to be here. I don't think that he's better than anyone on that team, to be honest with you. Like, if I'm completely honest, he might be equivalent to. I don't think he's necessarily better than Tyrese Halliburton, for real. Like, different kind of game, though. But I mean, if they're looking for a strict assist man, because I think he's the best passing point guard in the league, Tyrese Halliburton. Myself, but mm-hmm.
Yeah, you know, his game, it wasn't that strong the last, like, 2.5-3 months.
After he came back from that injury, he wasn't quite the same, no.
Yeah, I definitely put Brunson over him or Edwards. But probably, I'll probably take, let me see. Let me look at the makeup. I know why they did it. The makeup let me see.
And you know, who knows? They might have asked him and he said no.
No, he didn't. No, he didn't say no. He said
he wasn't asked. Okay.
Yeah, he was. They asked him about it. He's like, he ain't worried about being snubbed. So he's like, Yeah, they asked him about
gotcha.
It.
Gotcha.
But there's nobody on the list. Probably the best pair of passer on the team outside of LeBron. And I know Booker has some passing skills. But
yeah.
I'll take Halliburton out. I can't lie. I'll take Halliburton out. Well, I see that Edwards is like probably be the small forward. I see you got Kawhi there. LeBron probably playing power forward. Davis and Bam is the centers. I don't know, man. I think he just should be on there, bro. I can't lie. I think he should be on there, bro.
Yeah, to me, it could go either way. Like I said, I don't feel like they put – honestly, I think the person who probably should be on there the least is probably Jrue Holiday, to be honest with you.
But I understand. He is elite defense.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, but I see the role he plays. Elite perimeter
defense, because now in the basketball game, especially international, it's a lot of really good – wings. And I can see why they have him there for that.
And I believe the international court, which I believe they play on, is bigger than the NBA court.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. So more. I think the court is wider, not long. So like more space to cover, basically to guard your people. You got less, you know, out of bounds to work with, but
okay. Well, next, we're about to get on to some NBA playoff predictions. But first, let's go through my predictions before the season. Let's see how close I came. And if y'all can remember some of y'all predictions, y'all can let me know. I had the Celtics finishing number one.
53 I believe and I 29. Did as well.
Yeah, 53 and 29. They wound up being 66 and something.
I can't remember. 18, I should have wrote 66. That down. I can't remember.
I have it written down when I get to the matchups. I just don't have it on me right now. Second, I had the Bucks at 51 and 31.
That was pretty close.
Right. They were on a finishing third.
Yep. And you almost got the number of wins right, too. I think they got 49 wins. So you was only off by two.
Right. And then I had the Cavaliers third at 50 and 32. I think I was off by them by one.
By one or two wins.
They finished fourth. And I had the Knicks at 49 and 33. They actually was 50 and 32 and finished and second.
One more win, yep.
Right. I had the 76ers 5 at 48 and 34. I had the record right, just not the close to the record, but not the standing.
Okay, so I remember I had the 76ers 3rd.
Okay.
And I had the Knicks 4th and Cleveland 5th.
Okay.
That's how I'd had it, yeah.
All right. And let me see. 6, I had the Nets. Ah, so much for that.
Yeah.
Then I had the Buzz, which the Buzz is number
7. You weren't too far off. I mean, you know, they were a play-in team, but I think they were 9th.
Well, yeah, they're not number 7. They got to play who they got to play for that last spot? Miami. They got to play Miami. For the last spot on Friday. So we're not going to know that matchup as far as...
And if they lose to Miami and no Jimmy Butler, shame on them.
Well, they may not have their best defensive player in Alex Caruso, so...
But who's their best? Who was he going to cover, though?
Who, Caruso?
No Jimmy, yeah, I mean, if no Jimmy Butler there, who's the next best scorer on that team?
Either Terry Rozier or
Terry Rozier. Yeah.
And then Bam. So
But he wouldn't be covering
Bam.
Yeah.
Man, that's crazy, man. I had the Bulls there. 8, I had Raptors. That's a dub for that.
Yeah, well, to be fair to you, they did trade everybody away. I think they probably would have made the play in if you know they didn't sell everybody off. So
9, I had the Magic, which they are 5.
Yep.
42.
A lot better than I thought they were gonna be.
The second best defense in the league.
Yep.
That's why why the Knicks struggled? Their defense is awesome, bro. Led by Suggs.
And our offense is very limited if certain things aren't going right. So
Suggs has pretty much been harassing perimeter guards, bro. Like he has been awesome sauce. And then I had the Heat at 10 in the playing game, which they wound up being in the playing game. So
yep.
I was wound up close on that. Let me see about the West.
West?
Yeah.
I know I had the Nuggets 1. That's all I can remember, though.
Right.
And I think I might have had Dallas like in the play-in game, and they did better than I thought they were going to do.
Man,
I was waiting for the Kyrie meltdown.
He go to talk. We, you and Jersey talked about. Remember when I said that? Number one, I had the Grizzlies at 53-30.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Boy, was I wrong. But two, I had the Nuggets, 51-32. They finished two. I had the Pelicans three. Ah, they trying to fight for their life to get into the playoffs, man.
That's gonna be
yeah,
tough.
Speaking of that, I don't understand how it works. Maybe you guys can explain to me. Because the Warriors lost, right?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Pelicans lost. But then the Pelicans still can make the playoffs because they got to play.
Right.
It's like this, Blaze. The Warriors was a playing team. The 9th and 10th seeds are the playing team. So once a playing team play a playing team, the loser lose. And the winner moves on and play the loser of the 7th and 8th seed. Because the Lakers played the Pelicans, they were 7-8. So if they have no playing, the Pelicans would be the 8th seed and the Lakers would have been 7 regardless. But since it's the playing game, they had to play for the 7th seed, you know, regardless of records. So the Lakers beat the Pelicans. Lakers got the 7th seed. So the Pelicans have one more chance to
get the 8th seed.
The 8th seed, which was rightfully theirs if they didn't have the playing game. But since they do, they have to play the winner of the two playoff teams.
It confused me when they started this too, Blaze. I was like, I don't get it. Like, how come one team gets to go on to play again, although they lost? Yeah. But it makes sense. But I think
I understand now.
I'm just not a fan of it, though. I can't lie. I'm not a fan of it.
Yeah, but
the ratings be so crazy, though. They gonna
I get it. I know what they're doing, and it's a moneymaker. Integrity of the game, I guess. I don't know. Let me ask you a question. So if you play a playing game, are you considered in the playoffs? Like,
no,
if
you're it's in the not ninth the playoffs tenth, until the playoffs start Saturday.
Got you, unless you're one of those eight.
Yeah, okay. It's just called a playing game. It's not even just right. What it's called, a playing game. You're not even in the playoffs yet.
Gotcha.
So okay. The Pelicans not even in the playoffs yet themselves. Right. Even though their record is 4 or 5 games above the playoff game seed, it don't even matter.
Yeah, I guess.
Four, I had the Suns, which they are 6. 5, I had the Lakers, they are 7. 6, I had the Warriors, and they are out.
Mm-hmm.
7, I had the Kings, which they are 9, trying to fight for the for the playoff spot. I had the Thunder, which you said it, Ricardo. He was like, man, I don't know, buddy. You had the Thunder real low. I'm like, man, I don't think they'll take that leap this year. Boy, was I wrong. Again, they took the massive leap in the number one team in the West.
Yeah. Because I thought – I didn't know he was going to be this good, but I thought Chet Holmgren was good. I thought he was going to be –
82 games, bro.
Yep, as a rookie, which is very impressive, yes.
That's a throwback. You don't see that?
And he would have been rookie of the year if there wasn't a phenom in the league. Like And I think if he would have played his last season, I think he had the same year he had this, like, you know, his rookie year looked like Banchero's rookie year. I think he would have won rookie of the year if he played last year too.
Right, like,
the
numbers like this were the same. Year, right.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yeah.
The next team I had, number 9, I had the Timberwolves. I was wrong about them totally.
I didn't think they were going to be that good.
Then I had them at 8. The Clippers. I had the Clippers in the playing game. It was 4. And I had Dallas at 41 in the playing game, but they 5th.
Mm-hmm.
Luka went nuclear, bro.
And Kyrie didn't lose his mind. Like, you know, he was dependable and they meshed well together. Yeah. And the thing about the Clippers, too. Generally speaking, they were healthy for the majority of the year.
This is the first time since 2016 Kawhi played more than 65 games in a season.
Yep, yep. And Harden was he meshed with them very well. I knew it was an overreaction. Oh, he's a bum. Da, 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 da. I'm like, you've been there five games, bro.
You can't listen to our man
Chuck.
You know, he hates.
Yeah,
you know, like,
five games, man.
Man, people was overreacting because, you know.
Tyronn
Lue came out and was like, he's being too passive. He said he put him to the side and said, bro, we didn't trade for you to be this passive. We like, come be you. And when he did, and he went on a crazy run, and it was really killing things.
Yep.
Yep. So, let's get the
actual. Also said the Warriors could was good enough to beat the Wolves or the OKC. I'm like, no, no, not a chance, bro. There's no way the Warriors was winning four games right. against those two teams, in my right. humble opinion. But
and they're not even in the playoff. They say the Kings, nah. the Kings ended the dynasty, man. And
hey, I believe
Clay
that.
Thomas has 0 points in that.
Zero points, and he's a free agent.
And he's a free agent. Yeah, he's Dallas, not coming Dallas back. Talking about they going after him, and then Stephen Curry said, "I can't see myself playing without Draymond and Clay." So
yeah, well. I like to see him retire and leave that money on the table. I bet you his wife like, nah, I can see it. Aisha go like, I can see it. Go ahead and play, my dude. You got 2 years left on this here contract.
Mm-hmm. You ain't walking away from that contract.
Right, that's about $70 million on the table. Where you going?
Kids got to eat, man.
Right.
All right, man. So the Thunder is the number one seed. Their record was 57-25. They're playing the number 8 seed, so no matter who they're playing, you got the Thunder, right? No matter if it's
and OKC could have had a better record, but they the jerks rested Alexander down the stretch.
Man,
not against the Knicks though.
Nah, that's what I'm saying, bro. Like, I didn't like that, bro.
Neither did I.
He set out four games, came back the game winner against the Knicks. They set out the rest of the
rest
week,
of the bro,
when
season.
I needed him the most
yes.
in fantasy, bro. I was highly pissed. Highly pissed. So who you got, bro? No matter if they go against the Kings or
the Lakers,
Pelicans.
I mean the Pelicans.
You got.
I have OKC beating them. Yeah.
What about you, Blaze? You got OKC winning against any one of them?
Yeah.
Okay. We all going with OKC. The next matchup is the number 2 seed Nuggets, 57-25, versus the number 17, which is the Lakers, 47-35.
I think the Nuggets are going to win, but I could see it going 7, actually, because the Lakers are just playing the – they left their best ball for now. Like, they're on a really good groove the last 15 games or so.
Yep.
Because, I mean – go ahead, Blaze.
Mm-hmm. Wasn't this the same thing as last year, the Nuggets?
Yes, I believe so. Mm-hmm. I believe the only difference, I think LeBron was hurt with an ankle injury and is a little looked a little different.
I think either Davis don't get poked in the eye.
Oh, he got poked in the eye. Man.
He get poked in the eye like 3 times a year.
That's the reason why I lost my category release.
That boy needs to wear some fishbowl goggles like Kareem. Stop playing.
But I feel like you, Ricardo, 7 games, maybe 6.
Yeah.
Maybe 6. But the respect of LeBron, 7 games, but I give the edge out to the Nuggets, barring injury on either side.
And if Anthony Davis go bonkers, you know. I don't think it's going to be a pushover. Put it like that. Really don't. Yeah.
Right. Okay, next we have the number 3 seed, Timberwolves. 56-26 versus number 16, which is the Suns. 49-33.
That's going to be the best matchup in the first round.
I was talking with a guy at the gym. He thought the Timberwolves tanked so they could play the Suns. But I'm like, the Suns would not be an easy out. I don't see why. I know the Timberwolves top 3 defense in the league. Man, you just can't count no
Kevin. Wait, DeRozan. They tanked to play the Suns?
That's how he felt. You know, that's how he felt.
So they rather play the Suns than play the Lakers or the Pelicans,
basically the same. Yeah, he think he is a Laker. He think they are afraid of the Lakers team being a veteran led team.
Come on, bro. I'm sorry to your friend, but I'm like that don't really jive with me. Like,
right?
You know,
but I was trying to tell him, and I'm saying this right now. I don't think the Suns going to be an easy out. Durant is healthy. Bradley Beal is back and healthy. And Booker is there. I don't think the Suns is going to be. I don't see this going 7.
They're a flawed team, but they're definitely not.
They're capable
scrubs. Team. Like, yeah, I don't think anyone tanks to play a Kevin Durant team.
Right, right.
You know, I just because remember even that year Brooklyn made the playoffs. He damn near won that series by himself.
Right,
and it was just him.
Right, and that, when I wanted to say, when I picked the Thunder, I got them either winning 4-0 or 4-1. I'm going to stick to 4-1 just to keep it tangible. Yeah. 4-1. Yeah. As of this right here, I'm going to go 7 Thunder. I mean, 7 Timberwolves. Timberwolves kind of earned my respect.
I see that, yeah.
Cat is back. Carl Anthony Towns.
Gobert, I think that's big for them.
Playoff ready. Mike Conley. And the superstar Edwards.
Good defensive team. That's my thing. Like, yeah, top three. I feel like Kevin Durant's going to get his points. I think Devin Booker.
I think Conley going to be on Bill to shut Bill. Things going to come down to Booker. Wait, will Edwards have to check Booker? No, because they have what's that guy named, the other defensive wing specialist that come off the bench? I forgot his name, but McDaniels. I know he's a defensive specialist.
Jaden McDaniels.
Yeah, he's a defensive specialist. So he
might. Are they Jaden or Jalen?
One is one of the brothers on that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So we'll see, man. They Nas Reed.
I'm gonna give the nod to the Wolves because of their defense.
Right.
And Bradley Beal. He's just not that guy anymore. Not to say that he can't still make a basket, but he's not. I don't think he's due to injury and other things. I just don't think he's going to be taking over games like that. No,
but with Book and KD, you don't have to take over games. You just got to hit them open threes.
That's true. That's true.
Who you got, Blaze, out of this matchup?
Probably the Suns. I like KD.
But it's gonna be close. This like,
oh yeah, like that's not a hot take, man. The Suns are a legit team. They just happen to play in an extremely great conference, you know.
Now this matchup right here, Cardo, is I think this is gonna be the one in the West. Number 4, Clippers, 51-31 versus number 5, Dallas Mavericks at 50-32.
I think it'll be exciting.
I'm gonna go 7 Luke away, bro. I'm international LeBron, bro. I gotta go with him, bro. Luka is crazy.
Yeah.
Luka is crazy, bro.
That team don't play defense though.
You know what's so crazy? People talk about Luka defense. I actually was checking out a pod today. They was breaking down his defensive efficiency this year. He is way better. Way better. Not saying he's top 20, top 25, but he's in the 50s right now with his defense, which is way better of him normally being like 2-something.
Yeah. Oh, I just meant team-wise. I wasn't even talking about him specifically. Okay. Gotcha. I just don't think that team defends very well. Let me see.
I don't know, but again, they're getting Lively back to go with now the kid, do they have that other center from Washington they traded for? I can't remember his name.
I know you're talking about. Started with a G.
Yeah,
his last name. Yeah,
I can't remember his name though. But I don't know, bro. Clippers is really good, bro. Paul George played at a really high level this year. Kawhi coming back, but he's taking injections to the knee. I don't know how physically able he would be, you know, capable he gonna be physically. Right. Of course, you know, James there, you know, I like Zubox. And I think they have a nice rotation, but
let me see some. Alexa, what was the Dallas Mavericks defensive rating this season?
On LucasSports.com. Since the trade deadline, Dallas boasts a 111.5 defensive rating, ranking 7th in the league.
Oh, actually, that's a lot better than I thought. Since the trade.
The trade when they got your boy from Washington. And they also got PJ Washington, too.
I could be wrong. I didn't know they improved that much.
Yeah, I didn't know they improved that much either. And I'm so glad that Alexa after the trade.
I'm more inclined to lean towards your thinking, hearing that. I might go Mavericks in 7 here.
Yeah, I think I might go Mavericks in 7, man. What you got, Blades?
Clippers.
And I hate to admit that I think the Mavericks are going to win just because I hate them so much now. That's my team to hate, but, yeah, you know, but I ain't going to lie to the people.
You know, I hate the owner, not the players.
I like the club.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely. But nothing against the players.
I don't want to cry about it. I'm cool with it, you know.
But I still want Lively to be a bust until he gets traded or leaves to go somewhere else. Then he could be awesome. Because that's just justice. That's all.
Poetic justice.
Yep.
All right. So the number one team in the East is the Celtics with 64-18. I have them sweeping whoever they play.
From, yes. Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I don't care who they play. I think they're winning at four.
What you got, Blades? You got Celtics?
Celtics.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Next matchup, number two, the New York Knicks, 50-32 versus number seven, 76ers, 47-35.
I will say this. Out of all the matchups the Knicks could have got, that's probably the worst.
Yeah, bro.
Yeah.
And Vegas have the 76ers
winning.
Yeah. Winning.
Yeah.
With being a favorite, man.
The favorite. That's what I meant. I'm going to say the Knicks, but I wouldn't be surprised if the Knicks lost either.
I'm going to say Knicks at seven. Well.
Yeah. Knicks but I wouldn't be surprised if they lost.
I'm 76ers.
Okay. Yeah. My thing is, man, Blaze, bro, like, I really feel the Knicks squad. I'm really proud of what the front office did, and I also think this might be Thibodeau's one of his best coaching years as a coach.
Year. Yeah, any year. Yep.
Right. I really think if
and we I just think he had, won Coach of the Year last year.
He won it a couple of years
ago. Or 2 years ago. Yeah, yeah,
some years ago.
Three but, years ago. Yeah.
I don't think he's gonna win this year, but
no. Mm-mm.
Just that team's depth and everything. If we had Randle. I really feel like we're a legit championship team. Legit championship team. Like,
yeah.
In the running, like, we number two, Celtics, Knicks, top two in the East, Nuggets, Thunder, you know, I really think we should be in the mix of one of them five or six teams. Yeah. That
now, I will say do, this. Man. I don't think the Knicks can hang with those top two teams in the West. I think they're just a tier right, now, right below.
Right now?
Yeah.
If we had
right. Oh, right, right now. Yeah. As, oh, like, yeah, yeah, no, yeah. Even with Randle, I don't know if I don't know if we can hang with Denver or OKC in a seven game series.
Carter, you sold me on the will of Bronson, bro. His will, bro. He's a winner. Jamal's a winner.
I believe you, but I also believe in the will of Shea Gildress Alexander and the will of the Joker, you know, like,
man, Shea wouldn't have made that shot if OG was healthy, bro. If you would have put that hand in his face, he would have missed it, bro. We got OG now.
That's fair.
What's up, OG? OG, what's up, OG?
OG Anunobi.
Yeah, man, we got him, but OG. So I don't know, man, but I'm taking the Knicks. I know Joel. Still dealing with that knee problem.
Well, again, I would not be shocked if the Knicks lost either. But I think they might edit them. Now, I will say this, though. If the Knicks is somebody, it's really about stopping Maxi and making sure you keep Maxi in check and Tobias Harris. Like, Joel going to do what Joel does. You know what I'm saying? It's just the other two. Just keep
and you know what's so great for us, bro? Hardenstein's been really great defensively. His defensive efficiency this year has been awesome, bro.
Yep.
And that could give a 75% Joel some problems. He's not at 100% now.
And even with Mitchell Robinson back too, I feel like he gets a lot of fouls. So I'm like, let's say Hardenstein gets an early foul trouble, I still feel that Mitchell Robinson can at least contest shots and be a nuisance at times. You know, like, defensively, I don't think it's a huge drop-off from one to the other.
Right.
So, Robinson came back at the good time.
Yep. And, yeah, we'll see, man. We'll see. So, next we got three Milwaukee. Their record was 49-33 versus number six, Indiana Pacers, 47-35. And honestly,
I'm going to say the Pacers.
I was going to say the Pacers too, because we don't know if Giannis is going to be able to play this whole first series. And I don't know if I know Middleton is there, but the Bucks, bro, they just been ever since they got rid of the other coach, man.
Yep.
It just ain't been right. Something wrong.
I think Doc Rivers is one of the most overrated coaches I've ever seen in my life. I've never one championship with. Let's think about this, for example. This man has coached Joel Embiid. Does anybody feel like Joel Embiid ain't going to the Hall of Fame?
Nope.
Paul Pierce, Kevin Garnett,
Ray Allen.
He's coached
Rondo.
Right. Paul George, Kawhi Leonard, Chris Paul. Oh, I'm like,
Blake Griffin.
Blake, he's had so much talent and won. I don't know, man. And the way his teams have lost.
Man, especially when that Clippers team game, he was on the sideline. Cool. Big, like, can you please play?
Man, like, to me,
that's
embarrassing.
Bro, man, you begging these dudes to play, bro.
Like, grown men making however much money they making. I'm like, man, they just don't want to play for you.
They don't want to play for you, bro. Like,
yeah, I don't know, man. But yet they keep, but yet these high-powered teams, they keep hiring them. They're thinking that they have the best record in basketball at the time when they traded that man. Man. I mean, fired that.
Got rid of him, I guess.
Right. Yeah.
But I'm going to give the edge in seven games to the Pacers. Even though I know they lost a big rotation guy in Benedict Mathurin. But,
yeah.
Tyrese, you better show up, bro.
Let's see.
Halliburton, you know who's out of bro? Because Miles Turner has
quietly had a good year too.
Right, and he's staying relatively
healthy. Yes, yeah. Because it's never been about the talent; this has been about the health for him. So, kind of like Kristaps Porzingis, actually.
Yeah, Brooks and they both are relatively healthy. Brooks, though, man, Brooks still doing his thing. And you know who always come up big when Giannis out? Bobby Portis.
So Bobby Portis. I knew you were going to say, "Yep."
We'll see, though. But I'm giving the seven. Seven games.
Yeah, especially if Giannis can't suit up in the first. I think Milwaukee's dynasty. Even I know they still got Damian Lillard. That could be an X factor.
Yeah, Damian Lillard and Chris Middleton have to definitely be the X factors. And also they have I know they got Patrick Beverley now, so that could be a nuisance to backcourt of Indiana. So
yeah, that's if big game Dame shows up.
Right. Shooting threes from the logo. Yeah. Right.
Right.
Okay, so this will be an interesting matchup right here. Number four Cavaliers at 48-34 versus number five Orlando Magic's at 47-35. And I know the Magic's young upstart team.
I'm going Orlando here.
Second in defense.
Mm-hmm. I'm going the Magic here. I like the Magic is a tough, gritty score. They actually remind me of the Knicks in a lot of ways.
Bro,
the Knicks of the 90s. They just got a certain grit to them. And even a little bit, like, I don't think they have a player I think if they play the Knicks, though, I think Jalen Brunson is the best person on the court out of both teams, but with Ben Sherrill right behind.
It was a problem all year long, right?
Remember I said, like, no, we won one out of four games. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, there was I never knew they were second in defense in the league. And I didn't know Suggs was as great of a defender as he is. And then he upgraded his offense. He's a 40% three-point shooter for the season.
Yep, he's definitely got better every year in this league, in the league. So
he's actually up as like top five in defensive player of the year.
Wow, I didn't know he was that good.
Yeah, I was checking that. Yeah, he was that impactful on defense.
And that's hard to be as a point guard.
That's the same thing the guy say. The guy, like, normally you look at centers as the winner.
Centers, power forward.
He
did have a center
winning, but he was like, this guy right here, he was like, for him, he's number two.
The last one, shooting guard or guard to win was old boy who went to Memphis.
Marcus Smart.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So it's very uncommon.
Yeah.
I don't know, bro. It's time for Mitchell to show up, bro. It's Mitchell time. He got the stigma of,
Well, I do remember a couple playoff games where he went bonkers for Utah. A couple 50-point games, though.
Yeah. He did do that a couple times, but they didn't win the series, though, you know?
I don't think it was a lack of him, though. I mean, if you score 50 points in two out of the six games you play it, I don't know. I don't remember him having, like, games where he's like, he disappeared. I don't remember him having no zero-point games like Klay Thompson. Like, I know I'm overhyping it, but I don't know. Sometimes I think it's about certain, but you are right. Like, you people are going to keep saying he can't get over the hump if he don't. I just think Cleveland is a very flawed team. I thought that coming into this season. I felt the Knicks were better than them coming into this season. You know, because, you know, obviously they played last year and whatever happened, but I'm like, I don't know. We'll see.
Okay. All right, man. So we'll see how this playoffs play out. It start this Saturday. I don't know the date for this Saturday because I don't know today's date.
It's the 20th.
The 20th. Yay! Yep. 420.
Yep. We'll
celebrate that. Mm-hmm. But we're about to move on to top starting five basketball players of the 2010s. Started from 2010 on down. That 10-year span. You got
to me, there's only two no-brainers on this list for me.
Okay.
Well, Blades?
LeBron.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Curry.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Kobe.
Okay.
KD.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the Greek Freak.
The Greek Freak at center. Okay.
All right. I can't be mad at that.
All right. What you got, Cotto? Or you want me to go?
You can go. Yeah.
All right, at point guard, I have Stephen Curry.
Yep.
Okay.
That's and, all three of us had that. Yep.
Right. As a small forward, I had LeBron James.
Yep.
Okay. All three of us had that. Shooting guard, I had James Harden.
Okay.
Power forward, I had Kevin Durant. Mm-hmm. I know he had, when he went to Golden State, he moved to power forward. At center, I have Mr. Poke and the Eye himself, the Unibrow, Andy Davis.
Gotcha. Okay. I had the only difference I had Kobe Bryant at shooting guard instead of James Harden. Okay. Because although his offensive efficiency wasn't as great, he still could defend the hell out of the ball in the 2010s. So that's why I gave him the nod over James Harden.
Right.
Yeah, that's, and I had Anthony Davis as you did as well. I didn't have the Greek Freak on there. So but it was close, but to me it was so hard, man.
Okay, like, that's why I had you about to ask. So, what made it hard? Out of which players was the hardest for you? Like
Dwight Howard. Oh man, I just forgot how good Howard was. Like
Dwight Howard and what's the name? AD. Mm-hmm. I know you chose AD, but the thing is, I did Greek Freak because he went to the Olympics. I think he went.
I think Anthony Greece, Davis huh? has a gold medal.
Yeah, he has a gold medal too. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Yeah.
KD went to Olympics. Yep. He went to Olympics three times.
Yeah. Oh, all of these, all of them, all the players we mentioned played on the Olympics.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah. Boom.
I'll never forget Kobe signing that guy from Nigeria's sneaker after the game, and that man lost his freaking mind. Like, Kobe signed his shoe for him.
Right.
That was so dope to me.
Now, the position I found the hardest was the point guard position with Chris Paul, Curry, Westbrook. That's some heavy hitters, man.
Yeah, see, that wasn't hard for me. I can't lie. I didn't find that difficult.
But I just felt like Curry, the way he changed the game of basketball with his outside shot, man. The shooting the most threes ever.
The
bro.
Best shooter. Best shooter. And that's it. Better than Ray Allen.
Yep.
Better than Reggie Miller. Yeah. Right.
The hands down best shooter, bro. Like, bro, times where he just shoot the ball and turn his back while the ball is still in the air and run out and bro. What
it's so and I think Klay Thompson is the second best shooter I've ever seen. So it's like,
bro, what type of confidence is that, bro? Like, let me shoot this. Okay, let me walk. Like, that's all you walk on, bro.
Let me tell you, Sports Illustrated did a write up on Klay Thompson, right? Mm-hmm. And they did an experiment where they were at the gym. They turned the lights. They turned the lights off. Right when he was shooting, and then they turned the lights back on, and he hit like 77% of his shots, like in the dark. That's crazy to me. Like, man,
right?
And that's more crazy to say he didn't even score 0 points, but he's not in his prime no more.
No,
but not injury. Klay Thompson, bro, 37 in one quarter, bro.
Yep.
You got to remember that. Oh, 60 points in the game. He only took 11 literal shots. Dribbles the whole game. No,
11 dribbles. Right, yeah.
11 dribbles, bro. So you're telling me he just was like, shoot. Shoot, like, bro, he was just.
And you know what? That I wonder how many assists did Curry have that game? And man,
probably Draymond with the most.
They must have had 35 assists that game between the two of them. Like, yeah,
because you know the ever since Curry got there, they always were like top three in team assists, especially in their prime years, one or two. Yeah. In a prime year, so he got the whole team to pass the ball. So.
And even when Durant there, Durant averaged like 5 assists a game.
Yep.
So,
but he was so efficient. So that's part of Durant's game, bro. Durant is so
he score you 50 points, bro. and only take 15 shots.
Bro, he could take 12 shots and have 29 points, bro.
Yep.
Because he gets to the free throw line.
So yep.
But
yep.
Nobody got to the free throw line in that decade than James Harden. James Harden got to the free throw line 300 more times than LeBron James. LeBron James, second in the decade. That's why I had to put James there, bro. His numbers was crazy, bro.
That I can't argue with
from
it.
From that article I sent, I put in the group, bro. That was bad.
But that boy defense was tridash, boy. Like, tridash. Like, boy didn't defend nobody.
Yeah, boy. All right, man. We about to get into some... A little bit of NFL draft talk. Since this episode will be released Saturday, the draft is next Thursday, but we want to get these predictions out before the draft comes on, and then maybe the Thursday after
do a recap.
The 25th, we'll do a recap of the draft. Yeah. So you know what this draft is about, fellas. Blaze, you know the top three is about these quarterbacks. Caleb Williams, McDaniels, the Heisman winner from LSU, and Mays, the quarterback from North Carolina. So that's the top three going for show, Blaze.
Yeah, I think
McDaniels to Walsh. I know Walsh has been trying to say Mays at first, but lately I've been hearing them switching to McDaniels. So
I don't know. It's too confusing now. Everyone's flip flopping.
Wait, no, it's not flip flopping. You know what they always call April? Lion season. They call it Lion season. Because teams don't want other teams to know what they want to do. They want to keep them guessing and keep everybody on their toes.
Yeah, but the thing about it, I can understand if you're later down in the rounds, but if you're number three, you know you pretty much know who you're going to get. Or number two.
They want to keep it open to where somebody wants to give up their life, their family. Like what the Knicks GM said, the Cavaliers wanted, I mean the Utah wanted him to give him give him the mother load, his wife and his kids. So you know the NFL teams feel the same way. They play the game, bro. The same, you know, the same thing they're throwing out there, man. They play the game, man. But you have any favorite out these three quarterbacks, Blaze? Do you think for sure is gonna be a surefire hit, or you feel like they?
I don't know, because remember last year, Anthony, Anthony Richard was supposed to be the best, then he got hurt. I don't know who's going to be the best. It just so much for me. I'm just going to wait and see. I wait and see because all we're doing is guessing, and you never know. You know.
Okay, so right now the Cardinals is number four, but we heard they want to trade back. Some of the teams that want to trade up, I might have to go to my man Ricardo. One of the Minnesota. Teams, then I'm going to come back to you, Blade. Let me go to Ricardo. I'm going to come back to you because the Giants and Minnesota are the two teams that want to trade up for McCarthy. There's a quarterback from Michigan. He's been flying up the bowls. They love this.
You beat me to it. I was just going to bring that up.
So this is my question to you, Cardo. Stay at six. Get one of those dynamic receivers. I know you've been wanting that for a while. And believe in Jones or... Trade up, give up. You probably have to give up a couple of seconds to trade up to try to get this quarterback. Which one are you going with, Cardo?
So that's going to be tough. So let me just say this. So Dane Butler, dude who writes for The Athletic, big football dude, he did an entire 7-round mock draft, which is crazy to me, right? And he has Minnesota trading with Arizona for the 4th pick from J.J. McCarthy. And I think if it comes to a bidding war between Giants and Minnesota, I think the Giants fold before Minnesota does, to be honest with you. And the only reason I say that is because Minnesota already has a star receiver, right? And I think
they have two star receivers.
Oh, that's true. I forgot about Addison. They got.
I ain't gonna say Addison a star. Up and coming.
I think he's an up and coming star. Well, yeah, he did have like 1,000 yards this season though. So I mean, that doesn't make him a star.
But JJ was hurt too. You know.
Yeah.
I just wonder if he would
have. I actually think Justin Jefferson being hurt probably made it harder for him, not easier actually, but
right
because he was
double team.
right. But I honestly think the Giants are going to stay put or move back. I don't see them moving up for... Because I guess this is my thing. If you're moving up for the fourth quarterback, this guy... I mean, this better be the best quarterback draft class of all time, bro. Like, and I still feel... I know I'm probably being an optimist for once. Gosh, I wish Jersey was here to hear this. I think Daniel Jones still has talent and showed something. I mean, obviously he has to stay healthy, right? But I'm like, they just signed him to a contract last year. If the Giants are bad, you just see. I'm like, I mean, and this is why I wish Jersey was here too. He watches way more college football and is more tuned in than me. I would want to ask him in the next two seasons, are there any quality quarterbacks? I guess Eli Manning's nephew might be coming out in the next three seasons or something like that.
He got to get a starting job for
exactly. For Texas yet, so. Exactly. So I don't know. I hope they stand. They just stay put. Me personally, I hope the Giants stay put and draft neighbors because I don't. Marvin Harrison Jr. is not making it past five.
No, he's going to the Chargers.
Yeah. So there's
if Minnesota moves up to four, he's going to drop to the Chargers, and then you guys could get neighbors.
Or Romeo
Guns.
I can't pronounce his last name. Udazi, the other big receiver, the big three. Yeah. But Blaze. You say one thing, Cardo.
I thought his last name was Guns.
No.
No, it's a weird last name.
Yeah, it's like Udazi, you might see or something like that. Yeah.
Oh.
But maybe you could check it out.
I am right now.
Okay. So, Blaze, this is my thing. I know Ricardo said the Giants might bow down, but you know the Vikings made a strategic move to be in a better position to give up more capital, too. So, what you think about the – Would you want the Vikings to go get McCarthy? Or how you feel about McCarthy?
Oduns, I think. I don't know how you pronounce O-Dunze. That. Oduns? O-D-U-N-Z-E. My bad.
See, I don't watch... The person that asked about this was we should have got Chico and Jersey because they watch college football. They're college football fanatics. Me, I don't know if he's worth it. Everyone says these guys are worth it, and then they come out and they're trash. Look at last year when the one that went to the Panthers. He's, you know, he's no good. And I think they should have went after CJ instead of going after him. But you know, it all depends. They may be really good in college, but when it comes to NFL, it's faster. It's faster, and you know. It really shows.
Well, I watch a bit of college myself. Now, McCarthy and the system he was in was a running system, but a lot of people didn't know he had these type of tools. But you know who didn't have a good college
system,
college career,
but
had a really good football career? Matt Ryan. Matt Ryan came out when he was drafted. Like, it's the biggest mistake. He led college with 19 interceptions. And he's a big mistake. Matt Ryan, not that dude. He wound up having the league MVP.
Yep.
Having a really solid long career. Wasn't the greatest.
Arguably should have won a Super Bowl.
Right. Should have won a Super Bowl. So McCarthy can maybe be that. Like I think a lot of people like him. He's toozy as far as like arm strength.
Right.
I heard he can run about a 4.5. So he got some scrambling ability.
I thought the Patriots won him too. They
putting a lot of stuff out there. I heard them. I heard them talking about maybe trading back and get Michael Penix if they could get a mother load if somebody want to trade up for May. And today I heard they like May and McDaniel. So it's Lions season, bro, to keep people on their toes. Yeah. And also, I believe they would definitely trade back if somebody give up the mother load.
And by the way, if those four quarterbacks go 1, 2, 3, 4, that'll be the first time in NFL history quarterbacks got picked 1, 2, 3, 4.
Right.
If that happens, yeah.
Now, Blair, I heard you mentioned the Chargers. Now, I've been hearing this another live season thing. They rather get that tight end, that George Kittle clone.
Yeah,
I forgot his name.
I heard about that too.
Over Marvin Harrison, but I really don't know how true that is. I've just been hearing. It's a rumor mill, bro.
Because I've been hearing over here that they want Marvin Harrison because they need a receiver. They got no receivers.
Right, but they want to run the ball, too. And that's a hard ball thing. Like you said, coming from Michigan, running the ball.
Yeah, well, yeah, but there's a hard ball thing. But he went and got the Ravens backfield.
Yeah, and he got the Ravens offensive coordinator, Greg Roman. So, they're trying to run the ball.
Here's another rumor I've seen. They might even trade for the 5 spot to get Marvin Harrison Jr.
Well, the Chargers number 5.
Oh. Chargers number 5.
Yeah, they're number 5. Right.
Yeah.
Oh, they are number 5?
Yeah.
Yeah, and then you guys are number 6.
Number 6. Right.
Okay,
right.
Okay, yeah. Gotcha.
So we got to see where Arizona a wild card, because they can definitely take Marvin Harrison. They need a receiver, too, just like the Chargers. But then the Chargers can get Neighbors, or they can get Udazi. Wrong with it's something else at the end. It's not just
Odunzi.
Odazi or something like that. Okay. But I just listened to 3 different podcasts.
And they put out for 3 different ways.
They're all the same way. Oh, okay. I just can't remember. Oh. I just can't remember. They pronounce it all the same way, bro.
Let's call them Romo.
All the same way. that's why I think it's like, I wish Jersey was here. Jersey great with the pronounce. You know how to get you 85% of the way there. But it's going to be interesting, man.
That's why I'm just... every day I hear different, scenarios.
The only thing I'm sure
about is next Thursday. Old boy is going number 1.
Caleb Williams going number one.
And Marvin Harrison won't make it past 5. That's all I know for sure. And he's definitely not making it past 6. So. And that'll be the highest wide receiver drafted in a very long time.
I ain't
going
to lie, Ricardo, to speak about the Giants, bro. You've been asking for this, bro. This is the time, bro. Y'all stay at 6, bro. Y'all, this is the time to get one of these 3 big receivers, bro.
Yep.
You got to do it, bro. Like, I understand. If y'all get McCarthy, bro, y'all just might as well be like, try to trade or try to get something for Daniel Jones. That means y'all need to start from scratch then.
I'm going to tell you what, and this is just me being me. I'm like, if you're going to go for McCarthy, you might as well trade back, get some picks and pick up Panic later in the draft. Or Penick, I mean. I'm sorry. And take a shot on him.
I don't think Penick's going too far. I heard he's moving up into like the top between the 11 to 12 because the Raiders really like his arm strength and his tools. So if y'all trade back, you can't trade too far back. And some teams might want to trade in front of you. It's a risk thing, man.
Yeah, and Denver wants a quarterback too.
So I just found out, Adam Schefter said, because they're like, how do teams know what other teams want? They actually, every team have a group of people that keeps up with other team needs, their cap situation, everything like how podcasts and reporters do. They have people that keeps up with that, keeps up with who their scouts went and seen when they met. Mm-hmm. So that's how they be having the idea. So when we like
that is counterintelligence.
That's the word I was thinking of that word. I couldn't think of it. Yep.
Right. So that's actually how teams actually trade in front of somebody to get a player and stuff at the last second. So you just got to be careful with trading back. But I definitely think the Giants should get one of those receivers. But
generally speaking, I'm not a fan of trading back. But unless
you get a boatload.
Or unless, like, the best players on the board at the time are positions you have filled, right? You know, like when the Giants traded back last season, I think it was. It made sense to me because they were picking up there. The talent was kind of the same in that area. And you picked up another pick and it ended up being whatever it ended up being, but can't remember anymore. But generally speaking, I'm not a fan of
trading back.
But apparently, they got like 20 wide receivers, right? There's like 20 wide receivers out
Yeah, this draft is blessed with receivers, yeah. So if they trade, but man, I guess you could trade back and kind of maximize your picks. Yeah, man, it's hard to pass on one of these top threes.
I think so great. Too.
Yeah, I don't think you want to pass up on somebody.
Especially on neighbors and Harrison. If Harrison was there, they would never trade back if Harrison was there.
But we'll see. We'll see if this Charge is getting the dude, because there's only one really good tight end. The best of tight ends fall off after that. But they're like, this dude is so like highly regarded, bro.
Yeah, but you're picking him over Harrison if Harrison's there?
But apparently he's not that big though. That his size, that's the problem, because apparently at Super Bowl he was right next to talking to Gronk, and he looked so small compared to Gronk.
Yeah, but Gronk was like, oh, Gronk, like 6'6". Yeah, like, Gronk is just a huge human Gronk being. Like, huge, I think 90% of tight ends look small next to Gronk though. Like Gronk is just
Gronk is like Thor from Avengers or something. Thor. But we'll see, bro. We'll see. I'm really interested to watch this draft next Thursday. I'm gonna get me some air fried chicken wings and some green beans, extra garlic and pepper. We gonna watch this thing.
Green beans, next Thursday. Extra garlic and pepper.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. I love extra garlic in my green beans. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. As far as the Cowboys, we pick kind of back. I guess we can pick best player available, but if nobody's really there for us,
I thought you're getting quarterback. Not a quarterback. Sorry, my bad. Running back.
I thought they go.
There's no running back. I would draft in the first round. Now I was about to say O line. I was about to say, if one of them tackles there, we need somebody that can play that right tackle good for us, because our right tackle was a hands-down weakness last year.
They might even move up a couple spots, I would say, if the trade is right.
Have to move up, because this draft is so blessed at the O-line position.
O-line, okay. I didn't know if that was strong in the
O-line and receivers is two of the blessings of this draft.
Gotcha.
Now, it might be a matter of taste if one was like, okay, this dude might fit our scheme better than this guy. But we should be able to find somebody to find out scheme, because there's so many good offensive linemen coming out this year. In fact, I think the most offensive players that was ever taken in the first round was 16 or 13.
That might Sheffler. Get broken.
And Sheffler said he thinks it's going to be 19 or 20 offensive players.
Some people are thinking there might not be a defensive player picked in the first 7 or 8 picks.
Right. Yeah. Right.
And I don't know if that's happened before.
I could believe that, because everyone wants quarterbacks and these receivers.
The receivers are so blessed, man. So blessed. Does Cowboys get the O-line, and then second round get one of the running backs. If the one O-lineman not there, let's trade back. Let's get Brooks. I wouldn't mind Brooks or Mashawn Lloyd from USC as a running back. So I definitely wouldn't mind one of them, any one of them. So, So let's move on to gots to be more careful.
Brock Bowers. Careful. That's the TE's name.
Brock Bowers.
Brock Bowers. Yes.
I know it was something with a B, but I didn't want
to say it. Brock Bowers.
I always botched it up. I should have just said it. Because I would have got Bowers right. I just didn't know his first name.
They have this mock has them going to the Jets at 12. I mean, at 10. I'm sorry. At 10. At 10.
Oh, yeah. They got him going to the Jets. Yeah.
Which would be a great pick for the Jets.
Oh, they absolutely.
Got Mike Williams.
Yep.
They got Wilson.
Yep.
And you get a tight end.
That would be
magnificent.
Yep.
Right. So, got to be more careful. And speaking of being more careful, bro, the NBA bans Raptors, Dante Porter, for life. For
brother of Michael Porter violation. Jr., which I did not know.
Yes. Yeah. Yeah. So he's banned for life. At the gambling violation, he actually betted on the Raptors team while he was on there. He's also gave away insider tips of him being hurt, and somebody put an $80,000 bet on him not finishing the game. He actually left the game and won $1.1 million. And actually, Blaze, he didn't do it from himself. He actually was doing it from somebody else. But the NBA and the federal government have people that watch gambling tickets and watch suspicious in gambling. That's how he got caught up. So. I know y'all care. Why don't they do it from other people's phones? People's watching that at all times.
Hey, you could find a way. But I'm not to say that it's easy, but he probably used his neighbor's phone or something. But here's my thing. He actually bet he actually bet on this team to lose too. Like, yep. This guy is, he must be a degenerate gambler. Like, I mean,
yeah, but it wasn't a lot of money. It was like $26,000 or $30,000.
No, that's what the payout, that what the net payout was. The total winnings he won was $76,000. Now, mind you, when he got came from the D League and they gave him a contract in December, it was for over $400,000 was his salary for this season. Mm-hmm. So he risked that for $76,000.
I can't even say that. He risked it for $22,000 because that's the money he actually won. $22,000.
Yeah, that's the money he got. Yeah.
So I'm like, $22,400,000. I mean, all right. I mean, not for nothing. With all the injuries that the Raptors had and them trading folks away, I'm like, bro, this was his chance to get playing time. And man, I know 10, 20 years from now, he's going to look back on this and go, I wish I would have got help sooner or whatever, but
I guess you got to go play in China.
Yep. Go for the play for the Beijing Tigers or whatever.
You got to create, bro, because he started a couple of games, especially when your boy Jokic. Yodel?
Yeah, Yodel. Yeah.
Yeah, Yodel was hurt.
Bro, yeah, Jakob Yodel. Yeah.
That could have been his chance, bro. Yep. And he totally screwed his career, bro.
Literally.
I know his brother just shaking his head like, bro.
I don't look at me for no money. Mm-mm.
Man. And like you said, Ricardo, as people listening, Ricardo said in our text group, he was like, this dude potentially could have made, I mean, even if he was like a, like J.J. Redick said.
Yep.
Like the bench.
Oh, you listen to it? Like, yeah.
They get paid like $7 to $12 million, bro. Like, you could have made.
He could have played in this league for 6-7 years, made him $10 million.
Bro, you can live comfortably for $10 million. Absolutely. But like you said, like Jared said, as long as you don't overspend, but you can live comfortably for $10 million.
And your brother still got hundreds of million dollars if you fall on hard times. Like, I mean, you know, like.
Right, bro. You could have put down on a business. Bought anything. You a house somewhere.
Yep.
And live comfortably, bro. You could.
He could have just lived off the interest if he planned it right. Like,
right. I mean, planned it right or whatever. You could have bought a couple of real estates, flip it and sell it, rent. Like, do a lot of stuff. You could do a lot of stuff that could have made your money work for you.
Yeah. But, you know. Hey.
Well.
That boy got Pete Rosed.
I was wondering why. We talked about Silver. Like, man, I'm like, my Silver want to ban somebody for life. I said he must have bet it on the team. Like when we talk about who it was, we're like, he must have bet it on his team. But that's the only way I can see him talk about.
And here's why I think this man, obviously I don't know him from Adam, has a definite problem. Like, he could have bet on anything. Could have bet on horses. Could have bet on any other sport. I mean. Just don't bet on basketball. That's all you literally have to do. Not bet on the sport you play in. You can bet on anything else. You know what I'm saying?
He took it to the next level. He bet on the team that he played in.
Yep.
And he gave out giveaway inside bets about him being.
But here's the thing. Now he might go to jail on top of that. You can, because think about it. If you put a bet down and you're telling people you're going to leave the game early and you leave the. That's against the law. That's a felony. That you like, man. That's it's not like, and this isn't like the 19 whatevers when people's making $20,000 a year, 50. You know what I mean? I don't get
you
it.
You came from the D League and got one of the most bottom basic contracts. You could have turned that to something more lucrative.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, people had two jobs, like literally, like super. Baseball players used to have two jobs. There was an all-star. I forgot his name. He's like, yeah, I played in the regular season in the winter. I own a car dealership. You know, like, these aren't those times anymore.
Right. Let's move on to the next topic, man. Ex-Kentucky swim coach Lars Jorgensen was accused of rape and sexual assault in a lawsuit. So, the swim team has some players that complained to the school. Mm-hmm. The school kind of gave him a slap on the wrist, and then he wound up resigning in 2023. But most stuff has been uncovered that he actually was harassing women before he was even hired at Kentucky. Kentucky knew that. So they suing Kentucky and him for money, and a lot of stuff is being uncovered that he probably has sexually assaulted several members of the swimming team and actually raped them as well, man. So even though a lot of stuff coming to light,
needs to go to jail.
Yeah.
Yep. He probably won't, because, you know, it's probably hard to prove now, like, criminally, but at least take them into school for everything they got. Like I said,
young kids, this is crazy.
You know, and I remember we talking about this a few episodes back when Jersey was here. Like, I just hold these schools and these people to a higher standard. Like, people are entrusting you with their children. I mean, legally they're not children, but they're people's children. You know what I'm saying? Like, they're expecting you to look out for them when they join these athletic.
Cause y'all go out there and recruit them. Y'all let kids come to our school.
Yes.
Okay. Look at these young kids transitioning into adulthood.
It's a lot of stuff, sir.
They still are green in as far as life. Yep. You know what I'm saying?
And it's an ugly world. 18-year-old,
19-year-old, they're not fully ready for life as like that. You college help nurture that. Like, you nurture the education, you nurture their life skills.
Yep. And then to knowingly put a predator around them is crazy to me.
Right.
Right. They couldn't find another coach?
I'd probably have to see the AD in the parking lot somewhere, man. I don't know. Right. Like,
which is, a predator is hard for a grown woman to handle. Better that, like, young teenagers, right. 18 is still a teenager, 19 is still a teenager.
Yep.
To young women, you know, nobody should be around a predator. From grown woman to
whatever age,
whatever age,
mm-hmm.
Yeah, shouldn't even have a job like that.
Bad job, sex. Kentucky. Right. Bad job, man. Mm-mm.
Right. Also, I wanted to say, it's not on the notes, but the guy that was involved with the sexual assault,
Larry Nassar.
Larry Nassar.
Mm-hmm.
Have to pay out $100 million out to the Simone Biles and other women that was sexually assaulted by him.
They're getting $1 million each. There's like 100 of them.
Right.
And who's paying that? The federal government or something? Or
I think it's the government, because they failed to in the investigation.
Yeah,
the
investigation.
Yep.
Yeah.
So the government's paying out $100 million. Yeah.
Yeah, which is cool, but still not worth the what. Those young ladies had to go through psychologically, man, and you know, I mean, maybe, you know, spiritually.
It's good for their kids, perhaps, or that, you know, their kids. Yeah, but
yeah, there's no, you know, no equal value for your peace of mind, and
nope,
you never know if somebody have nightmares, got to go to counseling behind this, man. This might affect somebody for life.
Ruin the other relationships they have moving forward, in the future, trust issue, whatever have you. You know, that's
right.
Well, isn't Simone Biles getting a divorce? Didn't she just get married? Now she's getting a divorce?
I didn't hear about that.
She's going through a divorce. So.
Maybe she's a jerk. Maybe he's divorcing her.
No, I think he's a jerk.
Oh, hey, you know, I'm just an equal. It's 2024. I'm an equal opportunity type person. I'm like, it's not always the man who's the bad. Sometimes we're the bad, too.
Yeah, I believe her boyfriend played for the Texans at one point. He was a safety.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I do remember him playing football at any rate. I don't remember what team.
Then he played for, I think he played for San Francisco too.
Right. What's next on the docket? Okay, Philadelphia Sixers unveil Allen Iverson crossover statue, but it's going to be at the practice facility. Now, to keep the Philadelphia 76ers in equal lighting, all their great statues at the practice facility, not the actual facility they play their games at.
Right.
But there's also this statue a lot of people have been saying is small, small.
And it don't look nothing like him. They said it's very unrealistic.
Yes. And I'm like, that's how they do. I'm one of the greatest players ever.
And this is social media at its greatest and at its worst at the same time. Like, you know, it's probably not really a big deal being that it probably looks as bad or as good as every other statue he's next to. You know, and here's my thing. He's probably the first, depending on how you want to count it. If you want to say Dr. J was the best Sixer ever, I'm not going to argue with you. You know what I'm saying? But he's definitely the first or second best, first or second best player ever on your team. Like, you could probably, you know, do a little better for, you know, No disrespect to Moses Malone, by the way. But I don't know. Allen Iverson probably don't even care. Like, this is definitely a fad thing. I don't think Allen Iverson cares at all.
I think he said something about it.
Oh, he did?
I believe he did, honestly. I just can't remember what. I think he's talking about how small it was. Because a lot of people were saying on X how small it was.
I don't even know what the big deal is. He never went to practice anyway, so why he can't answer
that? That's what he spoke on. He said, he's like, everybody, he said, it's funny, at the practice facility that people used to always practice? Walk up to him in the street, like, practice? He was like, man,
I'm
like,
that's, still here.
That's what y'all remember me for? Like,
come on, that was like one of the first viral internet moments, though.
Right.
Back in 2000.
And he said he still, I still sit out of practice to be fresh for games. Like, so he said.
There you go.
He was a baller.
Cultural icon.
Right. So, William Arroyo, he is the main baseball agent for Bad Bunny agency, Remus Sports. So, he had his,
license.
His license and certification revoked. So this is illegal in MLB. Agents cannot pay or offer money to other players to leave other agencies to come to the agency that he got caught doing that several times. And they found out and MLB and everybody put a revoke to his license and he will no longer be an agent.
So you know what's funny about this?
Was that?
I feel like they all do it. He just happened to get caught, bro.
He got his hands caught in the cookie jar.
He probably just tried to steal the wrong person's player, and they're like, "Oh, you trying to be with the big dogs? Nah, let me go ahead and report you to the people." Like,
who took the cookies from the cookie jar? He asked me. Then who? So he got caught with his hands in the cookie jar.
I didn't even know Bad Bunny had an agency.
Me either.
Came out, man. No wonder he's so rich. No freaking wonder.
Right. Man. So next we have Rashee Rice, Blades. He's being sued for $1 million from this fallout he's been going through. What you think about this, Blades? Some people felt like the people suing him is being money hungry. What you think, Blades?
Where do we live?
In America.
That's America.
Why not?
And the thing about it is he was reckless. People have damages. Mm-hmm. You know, their cars, they got to pay for their cars. They got to pay for their hospital bills.
Yeah.
Medical bills.
So they people told me
trauma.
That's what the insurance for. So I didn't need to sue him and get more money from him.
Because insurance
won't cover all of the stuff they want from him.
Not just that. My response was, he could have killed somebody, and he put himself in that own situation to be sued. He had nobody to blame but himself.
Yeah, they didn't make this up. They're not lying. This really happened.
And he the thing about it is, he knows he was guilty. He ran.
Yep.
He took off. Him and the other guy.
He ran and he lied. To those people, this is a life lesson. That's what I said.
Right,
pay these people the $1 million and go about your business. And then be
he's got to be careful because they're suing him for $1 million, but they might get more. They might, and there's only two people suing him. They might get more. He might have to pay up to $10 million because it's up to the judge and the. The court what they want to give him because because he could say $1 million.
Technically they could give you more, yes, yeah, or less, but yeah, it's up to the judge who's presiding. Yep.
Yeah. He might say,
"Hey,
reckless."
He used to do a settle outside of court. That's what he needs to do.
That's what he needs to do.
Yep, here's $750,000 each. I bet you they'll take it.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, but then the other people are going to want money too.
Maybe.
Because remember,
maybe
there's only two out of six.
Two out of
there was six.
Right. Four.
A four?
Yeah, it might be six.
No, it's two out of six. I think it was six people who got hurt or was involved in the crash. Yeah.
Okay. Because I knew it was six calls, but I didn't know if any calls had multiple people in it. So.
Oh, fair point. Yeah, I don't know. Yeah,
his two
Lamborghinis. That's true.
But I know that I think two people that saw it, the people that actually went to the hospital.
Which is fair to me.
Two people actually went to the hospital. Then they had some stuff dealing with. Other two, like, they was cool when the.
But also, you got to remember, when you have an accident, you got to be careful because later body, on, you might.
You might feel it by later, right? Next, man, we have Tom Brady. He said he may make a post late game comeback in the season if a team needs him. So he was on a podcast. He was like, he kind of compared it to Michael Jordan coming back with the 4-5. If a team have a bunch of injuries and they still in the
playoff picture,
he'll make a late season comeback to play.
Well, he wants to be Flacco. He wants to be next Flacco.
Pretty much. Okay. But you know, I just want to make sure everybody know. He says that he would consider it. He didn't say, you know, because I feel like sometimes people, not us here, but people will read that and be like, oh, look, he said he's coming back. I'm like, that man did not say that.
He said he'll consider it.
Right. And also, under these circumstances.
Yeah. Like, and also his goal is to become an owner. He said if the league allows him to be an owner and a player. So his goal is definitely trying to be a part owner of a team. So that's what he's working on.
Yeah. Well, let's see. Maybe his ex-wife will loan him some money so he can buy a team. Well, I'll tell you what. None of them have enough money by themselves to buy an NFL franchise. But, you know, even the cheapest franchise is $1 billion. So,
right. So we have an Arizona woman who accused Trevor Bauer of sexual assault was indicted by a grand jury last month on felony charges of fraudulent scheme and theft by extortion. So, hold on. What you think about this, man?
Very interesting. Now, I will say this. That doesn't mean that Trevor Bauer wasn't guilty. It just means she's a crook, too. Because, you know, even criminals can be criminalized. You know what I'm saying? They can have crimes done against them. But, you know.
All that. It might say this might actually
right.
Like, what's the word?
But it did give him a leg to stand on. I'm like, look, you see? This girl, I told you.
But he's been saying that the whole time. Right.
And he's never changed his story. No. To be fair to him.
So this. You know, because I believe her story was the straw that broke the camel's back, because she was the last one. Because he had some other ones.
Yes, and that's what made him look bad, because she wasn't the first; she was just the last that we knew about. One, why I said that's because she got caught up in this doesn't mean she was necessarily lying about the other thing. You know, but.
Mm-hmm.
But this might actually give him a little,
give him a little bit of life. You know,
A little bit of life.
Man, that man haven't played in baseball in about 3 years.
Yeah, he was suspended for the longest, and then Dodgers released him. So never know. I don't know how old he is.
Trevor Bauer got to be about 35. Alexa, how old is Trevor Bauer?
Trevor Bauer is 33 years old.
33.
So man, he maybe could come back, bro.
If
this is from true,
and you know, this was a Cy Young caliber level pitcher, like
right. Some other pitching in the 39s.
Absolutely. And stuff, you know, like. What's his name? Max Scherzer.
Yeah, man. So
he's coming back this week. That's what's up.
Oh, he is. I heard he's coming back at the beginning of May.
Oh, I'm sorry, not Max Scherzer. Justin Verlander. That's what I was thinking. Verlander coming back tomorrow. Friday. Yeah.
By the time y'all hear this, it would have been the day before
this
podcast drop. That's a wrap on us right there, bro. It's a wrap right there, man. Carl, you want to shut us down this week, bro?
Sure. Thank you, ladies and gentlemen, for joining us for another action-packed episode of the Sports Cypher podcast, where we brought you soccer. And we brought you soccer, and no, we're not talking about fans beating up each other. So, look, we got content. But we really do appreciate your patronage. And as usual, we are giving the people what they want.